Maseches Shavuos, Daf Tezayin, has a discussion about the classification, the taxonomy, if you will, of Kedusha, of sanctity, and of holiness. And the Gemara discusses the Kedusha, which is inherent in a number of different geographical regions. It discusses the Kedusha of the countries surrounding Eretz Yisrael. Let's say of Ammon and Moab, brought down in Tosfos. It discusses the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael itself. It discusses the Kedusha of the Ayaros HaMukafos Choma, the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael, which the Mishnah in Kelim tells us are more holy than the remainder of Eretz Yisrael, and whose holiness is expressed by a prohibition against Mitzorayim entering there, whose holiness is expressed also in the fact that houses which are sold in those cities do not have to return to their owners in the Yovel year, and in other ways as well. The walled cities are more holy, more sacred than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It discusses the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which is more sacred than the walled cities, or than the remainder of the walled cities. It discusses the Kedusha of Harabayis in Tosfos on Tezvav Amabez, on Amun Aleph. It discusses the Kedusha of the Makam HaMikdash itself. These are all geographical regions, some more broad and some more narrow, which have different levels of Kedusha. Furthermore, the Gemara discusses many different areas of Halacha which are sensitive and receptive to types of Kedusha. And when the Kedusha which they are sensitive to is present, these areas of Halacha are binding. But when the Kedusha to which they are sensitive is absent, these areas of Halacha are not relevant. For example, we discussed the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash for the purposes of being Matir HaKravas Karbonos. When the Kedushas Makom HaMikdash is present, there's a heter to offer Karbonos. But when the Kedushas Makom HaMikdash is absent, there is no heter to offer Karbonos. We discussed the Kedusha which enables a person to eat Kodshim Kalim and Maiser Sheni within its confines. When such Kedusha is present in Yerushalayim, one is permitted to eat Kodshim Kalim and Maiser Sheni. But when that Kedusha is absent, one is forbidden from eating these machalos in Yerushalayim. We discussed the Kedusha of Ari Choma. But what's the nafkamina of that Kedusha? As we said, for the houses, special dinim for houses which are sold in an Ir HaMukaf Choma, Mitzorayim can't come in. A third din which Rashi invokes at the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph is the halacha that you cannot make the migrash, the parkland surrounding the city, into a sada, into an agricultural area. The zoning cannot change, which is a halacha explicit according to some Tanoim to the Ayaras HaMukafos Choma. When the Kedusha of the Ir HaMukaf Choma is present, these halachos are activated because they're sensitive to that type or that level of Kedusha which is present ordinarily in Ayaras HaMukafos Choma. But when the Kedusha of these Ayaros is absent, according to some Rishonim, if the population, the demographics, drops to under 50% of Jews in the population, where over 50% of the population is non-Jewish, that could cause it to lose its Kedusha. According to the Ravid, if the wall is destroyed, its Kedusha may be lost. One way or another, if the Kedusha of an Ir HaMukaf Choma disappears, then these halachos, which are sensitive to that Kedusha, also are inapplicable. However, it's more than simply pairing up a level of Kedusha with an area of Halacha. The different places differ not only in the level of their Kedusha, but also in the type of their Kedusha. And this allows Rishonim to differentiate in the Shaila of whether the Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha with which Eretz Yisrael and all of its components were imbued by the conquest which Yeshua bin Nun and Klal Yisrael, who came fresh from Mitzrayim, imbued into Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Rishona sometimes lasts forever and ever. And sometimes Kedusha Rishona only lasts until Galus Bavel. And the same thing by Kedusha Shnia. When Ezra and Nehemiah and Zerubbabel and their companions came up from Bavel, they once again reacquired Eretz Yisrael and imbued it with Kedusha. And once again, there are certain types of Kedusha which are more misugal to be everlasting and to not cease in spite of Galus Romi. But there are other Kedushais which by their nature are more transient and therefore, due to their fragility, they go away when Klal Yisrael is exiled from their land. There are different Kedushas, different types. So you can have a man de Amar, for example, who will tell you, like the Rambam does, that Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash are Kadosh forever and ever. Once they become Kadosh once, they're Kadosh forever. And therefore, a person, if he were able to locate the Makom HaMizbeach, which we're not able to do without prophetic inspiration, but if we were able to do that, we'd be able to be Makor of Karbanos, even though there is no edifice standing upon the site of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kedusha of that Makom is still present. Because that's a type of Kedusha which cannot be batel. In contrast, says the Rambam, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is mechayiv farmers to separate trumois and maisrois from their crops, is a Kedusha, at least when Yeshua came up, the method which Yeshua used to imbue Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha was a method which vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael could only ensure a transient Kedusha and not a permanent one. And hence, says the Rambam, Kedusha Rishayna Kidsha L'Shaita V'loi Kidsha L'Asid Lavai. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, for the purposes of Trumois and Maisrois. Taking a step back, as an aside, I should mention that the Rimagash and the Ravid believe that one critical factor in determining whether an initial Kedusha is lasting or whether it's transient is the kavana, the intent of those people who are performing the act of being Mekadesh a place. If they intend for their Kedusha to be permanent, then, says the Rimagash, their Kedusha may be permanent. But, says the Rimagash and the Ravid, if they intend for the Kedusha to be transient, or perhaps even if they simply do not intend for the Kedusha to be permanent, then everyone would agree that the Kedusha is not permanent. A major chiddush. It's not simply a property of the different types of Kedushos and the different methods of being Mekadesh a place. It's actually a property of the Kavana, of the intentions, the thoughts of those who are performing the Maisa Kiddush. But returning again, the Rambam distinguishes between Kedushas Yerushalayim and a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha of Yerushalayim, everlasting. Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, at least when that Kedusha is imparted to the land through Kivush, through conquest, is impermanent, it's transient, it's passing. Tosvos draws a similar distinction between Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael within the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. And this enables him to explain why in our sugya Rabbi Eliezer may say Kiddusha Rishoyna Kiddusha V'Shaita Ula Asid Lavoi, and elsewhere in Shas he says Loi Kiddusha Ula Asid Lavoi. However, there are two ways in which Tosfos formulates this distinction. One way, says Tosfos, is that it's a din in the Kiddusha of a Makayim, the Kiddusha of Mechitzos, that any place where the Kiddusha is associated with a set of clearly delineated physical boundaries, a wall, the wall of a Beis HaMikdash, the wall of Yerushalayim, the wall of an Ir Chaima, that's one type of Kiddusha, which is everlasting. But then there's Kiddushas which are not bound by walls. There's Kiddusha Eretz Yisrael. It's not bound by a wall. That Kiddusha is more likely to be transient. So this version of Tosfos distinguishes between Kiddusha, which is associated with a wall, and Kiddusha, which is not. It's kedai to mention, by the way, that the Rambam distinguishes in a different direction. The Rambam distinguishes between the Kiddusha, which is associated with the Shechina, the Kiddusha whose locus is the Beis HaMikdash, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's a Kiddusha which is everlasting. Because once the Shekhinah touches a place, that place is forever changed. But the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael stems from something else. Not necessarily from the Kiddusha HaShekhinah. It stems from the Kiddusha of being a conquest of Klal Yisrael. And as such, it's a Kiddusha which is vulnerable, which is fragile, which is subject to termination. So for Tosfos, it's Kiddushas Chayma, Kiddushas Makayim, as opposed to Kiddusha without boundaries. For the Rambam, it's Kiddushas Shechina versus Kiddushas Kivush. And the Nafkamina between these two is clearly Ayarais HaMukafais Chayma, walled cities. Because walled cities are Kiddushas Makayim and Kiddushas Mechitzos. The Kiddusha is associated with a wall, with a physical object delineating the boundaries of that Kiddusha. And hence, for Tosfos, it's a Kiddusha which would not be batel, according to Rabbi Elazar. But for the Rambam, the Kiddusha of Ayarais HaMukafais Chayma is not the Kiddusha of a Makim. It's Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. It does not stem from the Shekhinah. It stems simply from Kivush. Therefore, according to the Rambam, Ayaras and Mukafis Chayma are batel when Eretz Yisrael is conquered by its enemies. When Eretz Yisrael was conquered by its enemies. A shtikl raya for the Shita of Tosfos is that our Gemara, Shavuos Tezayin, brings a raya from the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua by Ayaras and Mukafis Chayma to their Shita by the Beis HaMikdash. And according to Tosfos, it's very beautiful because Ayaras and Mukafis Chayma and Beis HaMikdash share the same category of Kedusha. It's Kedushas Mechitzos and Kedushas Makayim. So it's clear that whatever one holds by one must be held by the other. But for the Rambam, this raya is difficult to understand. And indeed, it could be that the Rambam says that this raya is shaloi kahalacha. Because for the Rambam, you could have distinguished very easily and said, Ayaras and Mukafis Chayma. Maybe we'll have one din because they are Kedushas Kivush, Kedusha from conquest. But Beis HaMikdash, which is Kedushas Shekhinah, maybe we'll have a different din. Could be the Rambam's doicha the Gemara. Could be that it's a kal v'chomer. But it's a clear nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rambam.